Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
You deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And Father, my hallelujah belongs solely to you. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and you are live here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are so grateful that you have decided to join us this evening for the Light of Portland broadcast. And we are so grateful that we are on the air blessing the Lord, giving him all glory, all honor, and all praise. And tonight, I just want to give honor to the Butterfields who so graciously provide us with this platform that we might be able to reach someone, teach someone, love on someone, and share the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father, our God, our Yeshua, and let them know that there is no greater love than the love that God has for us. So we want to thank them for the platform, and to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and Light of the World Covenant Fellowship Ministries. And to every pastor, elder, leader, I share this platform with Pastor Kimberly Black, and we honor you, and especially you. To all of you that support the broadcast, we bring you greetings, and we say thank you so much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. We want you to share the good news of the broadcast with someone. Let them know that we're here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are here just to share the love of Christ, just to let you know that no matter what you've done, no matter where you go, no matter who you are, that God loves you and Jesus died for you and Holy Spirit is interceding on your behalf. And so tonight, we are excited about the Word of God. We are excited about what God is doing. We are excited to serve in the vineyard of the Most High God. And so we want to make sure that you know that there is work going on in the vineyards, that there is work going on in Portland, Oregon. There is work going on in Atlanta, Georgia. There is work going on in Texas. There is work going on in Africa. There is work going on all over the U.S. And so we want to make sure that you are aware of the things happening so that you can prepare and become a part of the work that's happening in the vineyard. And our very own Pastor Kimberly Black has the announcements for us tonight. Good evening, Pastor Black.
Good evening, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening to the Light of Portland family. Pastor Sherelle, good evening.
Good evening, my sweetie.
How are you?
Oh, I am so excited. I'm so excited that I'm fully awake, Pastor Black.
Amen, amen. That's a blessing. So I just wanted to share the announcements with us about what's happening in our city. Many of you all here in the Portland and the Washington area know our sister Rosalind Wilder. Rosalind Wilder has been playing the organ, the piano, and singing. I'm going to say all of our lives. And so she recently had a stroke and has not been able to work. And there will be a benefit concert for Sister Rosalind Wilder on next Saturday, November 16th at 1 o'clock at the Albina Christian Life Center. Albina Christian Life is located at 2149 North Willamette Boulevard. And if you are available, oh my goodness, the lineup for next week is going to be amazing. I saw a lady, Wendy Jackson, our own Alonzo Chadwick, and Elton T. Johns, and Minister Lamont Williams, and Jarrell Hosley in Perpetual Praise, and our gospel songbird of the Pacific Northwest, Mother Lorraine Patton Wilder. She and all of these people will be in the house raising the roof, getting their praise on. That is next Saturday, November the 16th at 1 p.m. The address again is 2149 North Willamette Boulevard, and I hope that you take out the time to come and enjoy some good gospel singing, because I'm telling you that these folks can sing, amen, and so we want to go and be in support of Sister Rosalind and the event that's happening next Saturday. Also, coming real soon, back by popular demand, Passing Art Theater Company presents Black Nativity, a gospel song play by Langston Hughes, directed by Jerry Foster, and the music director is Sister Andrea Ani Allen. The play will begin November 29th through December 15th. It will be held at the Bethel AME Church, 5828 Northeast 8th Avenue, right here in the city of Portland. The Friday night and the Saturday night shows start at 7:30, and the Sunday shows are 3 p.m. matinees. So tickets are $25 for general admission. A group of 10 or more, tickets are $20. So if you would like to purchase tickets, you can always go to passingart.org. That's passinart.org. Or you can go to JP Framing and Gallery at 418 Northeast Killingsworth Street. JP's Framing and Gallery's phone number is 503-288-2118. So this year, there is a special premiere night, which will take place on Thursday, November 28th. That's right, Thanksgiving. So if once you've eaten all that good turkey, dressing, greens, macaroni, cheese, potato salad, peach cobbler, pecan pie, buttermilk pie, sweet potato pie, come out and join us on Thursday night. That will be a community night. It's the premiere night. Those tickets are $14. So if you want to treat someone and buy them an early Christmas present, this would be the best present that they could ever receive. And that's the play, The Black Nativity. Premiere night will be Thursday, November 28th. Tickets are $14. The play will be held at the Bethel AME Church, 5828 Northeast 8th Avenue. And we have coming soon, I want you to mark your calendars. Sister Ani will be putting on another play this Christmas, and we are really looking forward to that time together. And I definitely will have that information. Her play will be December the 6th, the 19th at Emmanuel Temple Church. And Pastor Sherelle, that announcement that you just sent me, I just need some clarification on it. Beautifully Broken, Three Families, Two Worlds, One Incredible True Story. It's a movie day sponsored by the LR Ministries. I don't see a location, but the date isn't exactly correct. Pastor, can you help us out with that?
Yes, that is happening on this coming Saturday. I believe that is the 16th at 10 a.m. It is at the Cobb. It's happening in Cobb County. I'm trying to go there to get the exact address for you all. But our guest speaker will be none other than Archbishop Ruth W. Smith from Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. And you, those of you who are knowledgeable about our very own Archbishop know that when she has a word, it's a word for right now. And she wants to bless the body of Christ. And so we want all women that are here in Atlanta, Georgia, that are able to attend this brunch and movie, Beautifully Broken, you are welcome to come. Oh, that's why, because it's at the second event, not the movie Beautifully Broken, I'm sorry, but the event is our sisterhood meeting, Elite Women's Sisterhood Breakfast. And again, Archbishop is the speaker to prepare us for 2020 Vision Made Clear. It is Lisa Rice, the founder of LR Ministries, that is presenting this event. It is Saturday, November the 16th. From 9:30 in the morning until 11:45, and the location is at Jones Banquet Hall. That's in Cumberland Crossing Plaza. And if you would like to come, the address is 2778 Cumberland Boulevard in Smyrna, Georgia. 2778 Cumberland Boulevard in Smyrna, right near the Cumberland Mall. The fee is $25 per person. If two or more are coming, it's $15 per person. And they want to know, have you had distractions this year that seems to hold you back, or have you felt stuck or just can't seem to stay on course to your destination? Stop right now and prepare for your 2020 vision to be made clear. And so we want to see you all there. It is such a dynamic event with the elite women, and we want you to be able to fellowship together with the body of Christ. Amen. And the last announcement, Pastor Black, is there is a holy convocation happening in Kingston, Jamaica, December the 9th through the 14th. And if you want more information, if you would like to travel to Jamaica for Holy Convocation with Light of the World Jamaica, just contact me at PastorPennington@gmail.com. Again, that's PastorPennington@gmail.com, and I will get more information to you, because it is going to be a time in the Lord, and we'd love to see you there. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Black, for the announcements. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Love and you too. I'm excited about the word.
Amen. And tonight we do have a word on high from the Most High God, and I am excited. Our very own Pastor Katie Copeland from Total Truth Restoration in Mableton, Georgia, is our speaker of the hour. Typically, she joins us on fifth Sundays, but I was able to pull her leg to get her to minister the Word of God tonight for us here on the broadcast. And we are excited about what the Lord has to say. I love to hear Pastor Katie and her giggle. She is so tickled by the Word of God, and it just makes the spirit just bubble over. And she is a dear friend. She is a woman that loves the Lord, serves the Lord fervently. And she is, of course, a mother and a wife, and just totally sold out for the Lord. And so we are excited that our very own Katie Copeland is going to join us tonight. And we want you to know, Pastor Katie, Elder Katie, that we want you to let the Lord use you. We want you to open up and let the rivers flow tonight, because we know that truly the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Elder Katie, you are live on the air.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Pennington, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I am giggling and tickled because you keep saying Pastor, Pastor. I'm saying, ooh, she must not be talking to me. I know.
Elder Katie,
that baton to you and Pastor Laws and Pastor. That's a black. I think that's going to skip past me for right now.
Advocate, we're going to pray. Praises in Heavenly Father, we just give you all glory, honor, and praise. We thank you so much for the woman of God tonight. We pray, oh God, that you would bless her, Lord God, as she blesses us with the word of God. We thank you, oh God, that you've allowed us, oh God, to look high as you reach down low. And we pray right now in the name of Christ Jesus that you would move by your spirit, oh God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in tonight. Have your way, oh God. We pray right now that pressed down, shaking together, and running over, you would call blessings to come to those of us who listen attentively to your word and become doers of that which you called us to do. Put your hedge of protection around us, oh God. Allow us, oh God, to be blessings and Lord God, receive your favor. We ask right now that you would bless the veterans as they celebrate, oh God, Veterans Day on tomorrow, Lord. And we just give you all glory. We just give you all honor, and we give you most of all the praise that is due your name, which could never be enough. And we just love you, Lord God, and we serve you, Lord God, and we are forever going to be faithful unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Elder Katie, I'm so sorry. And we turn the broadcast over to you at this time. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone who is joining us on the broadcast. Again, grateful for the Butterfields for giving us this awesome and incredible platform where we can share the word of God. Amen. And bless you to my very own Bishop, Bishop Tyrone Washington, and Pastor Jacqueline Washington, and Pastor Laws. Amen. Coming to you by way of Mableton, Georgia, from Total Truth Restoration Ministries. Amen. I am Elder-elect Katie Copeland, and you know, we joke and we laugh. Praise God, because Pastor Pennington and I, and Pastor Laws and Pastor Brooke Stevens, we have come a mighty, mighty long way. I remember us sharing with each other how we would be passing these titles to each other. You know, you the Archbishop. No, you the Archdiocese. and just to see how far God has taken us. Amen. I'm going to go into the text. We're going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Of course, before I even go into that, blessings to my husband, Elder-elect Nigel Copeland, and to the children, our great children, and to each and every one of you that is joining on the broadcast, listening, whether it's on a mobile device, whether it's on a laptop, or if you dialed in, God bless you. We're going to go ahead straight into our text coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Very familiar text, which is talking about love. And this text comes to me because we, at Total Truth, we're discussing love. Love is the topic of the month for this month, this whole month. So let me go ahead and pray, and then we'll go right into our text. Father, we thank you for today, God. We ask, God, that you will have your way, move by your spirit, God. Let it be all of you and none of me, Father. I thank you, God, for the teachings. I thank you for the people who have gathered together on this line, God, to hear a word from you on tonight, Father. We ask, God, that you will bless them in a mighty way, God. Thank you for their diligence. Thank you for their obedience. Thank you for this platform, Father, to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. But most of all, God, we bless you and we praise your name for your love. It's these and other blessings we ask in Jesus Christ. Matthew's name we pray, we say amen, amen, and amen. So the topic of for the month is love, and as we're looking at love, as I was going through the text and I was looking at different scripture texts, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, pretty much the title of it is the greatest gift. And when Paul began to write this text of scripture, he just reminded them that, you know, let's read it and then we'll go. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, I'm coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. And as we're looking at love, we have to understand that the foundation of who we are and where we are as believers in Jesus Christ started all because God loved us, because of love. Everything that we see from creation to the moon, the stars, the sun, the plants, the birds, the ants, the bees, animals, everything that we see in creation started from the foundation of love. God did it because His love, His type of love. As we were discussing on this morning in Sunday school, there are different types of love. But the ones that we're going to talk about is God's love, His agape love, His love that surpasses any understanding that we could ever have with our own minute mind. Our brains can't even comprehend agape love, except it be that the Holy Spirit allows us to experience and to walk in that type of love. That's that type of love that will look at a situation and look past that situation and move us to a place of compassion where we still have love. It's a selfless love. It's a love that causes us to deny ourselves. That's why in Jesus Christ always told him, you must take up your cross. You must deny yourself. You must die in order for us to experience and to be able to reciprocate this agape love, we must first learn how to die. Even the word of God says, except a seed dies. If the seed doesn't die first, it's not going to sprout. It's not going to bring forth fruit. So God in his strategy, just him being just so all-knowing, he knew the only way that we could get to agape love, we got to die to ourselves. Because agape love is, it's unselfish. It's the willingness to serve. It's the willingness to be obedient. It's the willingness to have faith. It's the willingness to be in partnership with God in what he's doing. It's the ability to submit and yield to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. It's compassion at a level where the world, when they see it, they just like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't comprehend this type of love. It's a love that will cause us to see people where they are, and it provokes us to help them to make a decision to be pulled out of the enemy's territory. That's the type of love that will send somebody who, think about if we have children or our loved ones, that if they were caught in a situation, they were, you were searching for them and you were find, you were looking for them, and then somebody comes and they say, hey, look, I believe I saw your son or your daughter. I believe I saw them at the drug house across town on such and such street. That's the kind of love that will make you wake up in the middle of the night, drive there, risk your life to go and snatch your loved one. That's the type of love that causes us to not give up hope on people, no matter how it looks in the natural. God's agape love is a love that it shields us in the natural from what we're seeing in the physical, and it allows us to tap into his supernatural to see, and it keeps our faith at a level on high that no matter what it looks like, because there are times in our lives where situations will occur where it seems like all hope is gone. And if you've never, ever experienced that, oh, my brothers and my sisters, before you leave this earth, you're going to experience something that make you want to even doubt that God's power is real. If we keep on living just a tad bit long enough, there are going to be life circumstances that come, and it feels like it's going to knock us off of our faith walk. There's going to be times in a believer's life where we just say, well, maybe God is no longer with me anymore. I feel like I'm alone in this. If you've never experienced those things, just keep on living. Just keep on walking this Christian walk, because those times, when they occur, they come to allow us to know who God is on a personal level. She prayed that I open up the floodgate. Amen. So she prayed. And so the answered prayer is transparency. There have been times in my personal life where I ended up in a place where I was declared homeless. 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 Sleeping on hard concrete flooring with my two kids on a pallet with sheets and blankets from people who had donated it to the shelter. Never in a million years growing up when they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Never, ever, ever, ever have I said, I want to be homeless. Never, ever thought that that would happen. Never saw it coming. Never thought it was possible. Not that I thought I was better than, but that's just not something you plan on. You don't put that on your vision board. Hey, on the way to the greatness that God has for me, let me go ahead and I see a vision of homelessness. Never. How did that happen? I was working in retail for Walgreens pharmacy in the beauty department. So the place where I was working, I had a vehicle. Well, the transmission on the car went out. And when the transmission on the vehicle went out, I was like, oh, I'm cool with it. I can catch the bus. And at that time, where I lived in the city of Atlanta, where the MARTA bus and transportation system is very convenient. I mean, you can get around in the city of Atlanta. You don't need a car, you know. But my workplace was located in Clayton County in Riverdale. So after the car transmission went out, I was still able to get to work. I would catch the bus to the train stop at the airport at the time when the airport hubs allowed the buses to be a drop-off point. And then I would catch the bus from the airport straight to work. It dropped me right in front of the pharmacy. No problem. Well, unbeknownst to me, something, you know, when people be like, well, this was far beyond my control, honey. I couldn't control it. The bus systems out in Clayton County stopped running. All of the bus systems in Clayton County. Now, this is pre-Uber, pre-Lyft. So, cars down, and now the actual bus that would connect from the airport to take me to work was no longer available. The county decided that it was more important for them to get rid of public transportation to the citizens who live there than to keep it. What's the domino effect? If you can't go to work, what's next? You're going to lose your job. What's the domino effect? Lose your job. You can't pay your bills. You can't pay your rent. When you can't pay your rent, you don't have no money coming in. You're going to get evicted. When you get evicted, you have nowhere to stay and you don't have money in your pockets. The next step is you're declared homeless. So that homelessness happened far beyond my control. I couldn't control that. I didn't know that Clayton County was going to stop their bus systems. Nobody knew that that was going to happen. As a matter of fact, there were many, many families who had become homeless for that very reason. So as I laid on that concrete, and I remember it was around fall time, going into winter time, right before school started. I said, Lord, I don't know what is going on. I don't understand what's going on, but God, if you could assure me that you are with me, I think I will be okay. There were some times where I just believed that surely there's no God because he wouldn't let his kids go through something like this. Surely God can't be in the midst of this. I don't feel him like I used to. Is he still here? I begin to just say, is God really in the middle of this? Because this is the most devastating thing that I've ever been through in my whole entire adult life. And I would wish it upon nobody. And as I begin to understand and begin to go through the process of the phases in that, I begin to understand God's agape love. How did I get to understand his agape love? He began to pour compassion into people that would be moved to come see about us, the women who were in the shelter, ministries, people who would take from, because it was during the holidays, they would come and sit with us during Thanksgiving, give us gift cards, come through there and do free massages and free days of pedicures and manicures, and let's get them gift cards for not only for the children, but let's get the women gift cards so that they can do something to make themselves feel better. Because when you're going through a process like that, you tend to lose the very essence of who you are if you're not careful. You tend to forget that I am still God's child and he still loves me. You tend to forget that there is still a God. I watch how some begin to check out mentally, oh God, for the things that they was going through. I begin to watch how families became separated, where loved ones that that their kids, that they never thought that they would have to send their kids away to people that they really didn't trust. But because they were going through homelessness, they felt like they had no other choice. His agape love, compassion through people who thought it not robbery to put their lives and their families to the side to come and sit and have Christmas dinner with us, just so that we could be reminded that God still loves you. You are not forgotten. Your children are not forgotten. God's agape love causes people to do things that up under, if it was not the power of the Holy Ghost in them, they wouldn't do it. So I am grateful for his agape love and how people allowed his love to permeate in their hearts to the point it provoked them to do something. They may not be able to do everything. No, they didn't give us millions of dollars. No. But the things that they were able to do out of obedience was counted as if it was $1 million. The countless times where young teenagers would take time out of their schedule in college and come and sit down at the shelter and read books with the kids just so that they can get their minds off of the fact that they were homeless. People who would drop off gently used clothes and shoes to the shelter just to make sure somebody had an outfit. Families that would pull their money together to make sure the kids had uniforms when the school year started. School supplies, compassion. God's agape love is compassion. He is love. So when Paul said that love never fails, we replace the word love with God. God is love. Love is God. So if love never fails, that means God never fails. So as I learned through the process of that homelessness, I had to learn that God never fails. You didn't fail. This is just a temporary stop. This is not the final destination. This is not the final destination. So what did I learn from that? His agape love, the love that I didn't even know that I couldn't recognize for what it was always there with me. I begin to come out of my box. I begin to share with the other women, begin to just bond with them. Some of the women, till this day, we are still communicating. We reminisce and we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the times we laughed, the time we cried, the time where Paul said, love bear all things, the time when we would bear each other's burdens. I remember us being on watch like security guards for one another's family. Hey, you take turn. You sleep for a couple of hours. I'll watch over the kids while you sleep, because this was an open shelter, open arms. That means people of all ages and sizes, male and female, are coming through there. So we would take turns to watch over each other's kids to make sure, hey, if your kid going to the bathroom, let's send all of them together. I'll stand by the door and wait for them to come out while the other parent took time a couple hours to sleep. It says it bears all things. When is the last time you bared the burden for somebody else? When is the last time that you became the eyes for somebody who just couldn't see their way out? When's the last time that you became the ears when they think they can't hear from God anymore? But you hear on their behalf, and you become the proxy between them and God, and you relay what they need to hear from God. That's compassion. That's agape love. Agape love is intercession, being the in-between, the person that stands as the in-between God and that other person. Because only love can cause somebody to want to take on the burden. You mean to tell me as an intercessor, you got to take on people's burdens, things that you didn't have nothing to do with? Sure, Christ did it for all of us, and it was unconditional. He ain't had an inkling of sin in his DNA. But yet he said, I'll go to the cross for every single human, knowing that I did nothing, but because of agape love, I'll take the blow. I'll take the hit. So, ladies and gentlemen, it would behoove us to reciprocate what was given to us. The law of reciprocity. He gave us unconditional love. We therefore need to give somebody else unconditional love. He showed us compassion through grace and mercy. We therefore need to show compassion through grace and mercy. His agape love makes you love your enemies. His agape love makes you pray for your enemies. His agape love will wake you up and make you pray for that boss that you know don't like you, that has openly told you don't like you. His agape love will make you even lift up that boss's family members, his wife and his children. His agape love will make you say, God, bless him or her in a special way. Just bless their coming in and their go. His agape love will make you pray for the president that God will bestow blessings upon him in spite of who he is. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can allow us to walk in this agape love. So as I close it out, if you may have questions or comments, so we can leave room for those things, ask yourself, am I really walking in this agape love that God says that I have the ability to walk in? Because we all have that ability. How do we know? Because he says, I have left with you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very essence of who God is. And if we're not sure if we have it, have the Holy Ghost power that we hear people sing about. Have that Holy Spirit that is a keeper. We just simply ask him, God, I need more indwelling and infilling of your Holy Spirit so that I can walk in this compassion that this woman is talking about. How do I get it, God? I want that. I want to have that. I want to be able to love people despite how they treat me. I want to have the ability to pray and lift up their names knowing they don't like me. I want to have the ability to continue to love them knowing they backstab me. I want to be able to lift their names up to you, God. Not for revenge, but because you said to bless them. So that you may bless their going in and their going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. The Holy Spirit has the power to do just that. So if you're not sure if you have that agape love, you just simply ask him for it. And in your personal time, you just sit and listen to what the Father has to say. He enjoys his time with his people. He enjoys when we bask in his presence and talk to him and commune with him and ask him for direction and which way to go. Is this the right way? Should I do this, God? He loves it. So as you continue throughout your week, look to see, God, bring me, draw me closer. Show me who do I need to show compassion to? Who do I need to give a little bit more grace, a little bit more mercy? God, show me how to be unselfish just like you were, just like you are. You're unselfish. You are loving God. That agape love causes us to deny our very own to see about somebody else. I hope this word blessed each and every one of you, and I hope you all remember that love never fails. Love is God. God is love. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Never forget that. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Nobody can pluck you out of God's loving hand. Amen. Pastor Pennington, I turn the call over to you.
Amen. Amen. Love never fails. And it's just a blessing to talk about love tonight. And I was talking to Pastor Pamela Laws, for those of you that listen to Light of Portland on a regular basis, knows that she ministers every third Sunday. And we were talking about the fact that there are so many people that don't know what love looks like, that doesn't understand what true love is, don't know how to give it, don't know how to receive it. And we have to get to where we as the body of Christ are the examples, the epitome of love, because we may be all the love someone will ever receive or get, because there's so many people that have been out there that have been hurt and don't want to let their walls down because they don't want to be hurt again. And so they are not able to experience that unconditional love from God or from anybody else. And so as we begin to look within ourselves, let us investigate and take the time to find out who we really are. And are we really, as the body of Christ, showing love one to another? Are we forgiving? Are we receiving? Are we open? Do we show compassion, true compassion, and not just because we're doing it because other people are looking or just for show, but are we really showing compassion one to another? Are we really letting go of those things that held us bound, that hurt us, that took us to that place where we want to lock everyone out? But are we able to really let those things go and love again, open up our hearts? Because just because one person hurt you doesn't mean the world is going to hurt you. Just because one person didn't forgive you doesn't mean that the next person won't forgive you when you mess up. And we've got to do like Jesus did. He took it all and then let it go. We've got to take the stuff in and then let it go. Elder Katie, I want you to pray tonight for the body of Christ and for those that are on the line tonight, those that might be struggling with love, that may not have experienced love, that may not know how to give love. Just go ahead and pray for them tonight. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father. We ask, God, that you will have your way and move by your spirit, God. Oh, Father, we understand that love, you are the essence of love, God, that your people cannot live, move, and have their beings without you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we come praying, God, for those who have an issue in the heart, God, of receiving love, Father. Those who don't love themselves, Father God. Those who don't understand the value of who they are in you, Christ Jesus, God. Those who don't have that compassion and that mercy, God, and grace, Lord God, that you will help, God, help them in their heart, Father God. Oh, God, that they will cut away the callous in their heart, cut away the hard place, God, cut away the stony place, Lord God, that they may receive, God, the love that you have for them, God, that they too can reciprocate it, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father, that they will spend time with you, Lord God, doing self-examination, Lord God, asking, God, the areas of their lives, God, that they must submit and yield unto the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Oh, Father, we're praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to go into your people, God. Infill them and indwell them, Father. Have your way. Permeate in their lives, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, give them rested assurance, God, that you love them with an everlasting love, Father. For those who may be feeling discouragement, God. Oh, God, as we understand, as this season during the wintertime, Father, that many fall into the place of depression, Lord God. Oh, Father, we're asking, God, that you will remove the depression even right now, Father God. Oh, God, that you will go into the minds of your people right now, God. Oh, God, balance their emotions, Father. Oh, God, that they will not have highs and lows, Father, but they will look to the hills from which cometh their help, because all their help comes from you, Lord God, because we understand during this time of season, God, it's a time when the world, there's more suicides happening, God. But I thank you, Father, that anybody who hears this broadcast, God, that you can stop the suicidal thoughts, Father. Oh, God, that they will not throw away their life, God, that they will not throw in the towel, that they will not abandon the assignment, Father. We're praying for pastors and leaders everywhere, ministers, God, oh, God, with the work, oh, God, that you have given them, God, that you will be an encourager of their hearts, Father, God, for the things that they have gone to put their hands to do, God. Oh, God, every of disappointment that they may feel, God, every area where they feel like they have not fulfilled the vision, God. Oh, God, because we understand that the vision is for a yet appointed time, God, give them strength to hold on, Father.
Hold on to what you have showed them, God. Oh, God, hold on, God, for a little bit longer, Father, that they will not abandon ministry, Lord God. God, that they will not forfeit the task that you have put before them, Father. Oh, God, that you will help their ministries, God, that you will help. Oh, God, send helpers of their destiny, Father, to help them complete the task that you have given them, Father. The vision that that shall be fulfilled, God, according to your will and your bidding, Father, God, your timing, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, that you will bless our children as they're going in and coming out, God. Oh, Father, that they will have compassion for one another, compassion that will move them to a place of always speaking words of kindness towards one another, Father. We come against the spirit of bullying, Father. We come against it even right now, Father, that our children will not fall victim to it, God, that evil words that may have been spoken over their lives will not take up root, God, cause crop failure to those words even right now, Father God. We thank you, God, that you are blessed. They're going in and they're coming out, God. We are praying for supervisors and bosses, God. God, that you will bless their homes, Father, that you will help them, Father, what in the areas that they need, God, that they will not become hard taskmasters, God. Send them the relief that they need at home, Father, that they may have a peaceful life, God. We're praying for them right now, Father God, that you will bless them and keep them, God. We're lifting up enemies, Lord God, people who we know, Father, have done malicious things, God, vicious things to us, God, backstabbed us, turned away from us, God. Oh, Father, we're praying for these people right now, God, that you will have your way and move by your spirit, God. We will not seek the vengeance on our own, God, because we understand that vengeance belongs to you, God. But we're coming and we're praying, God, that you will bless them and keep them, God. Watch even over their children, their spouses, God. Oh, God, everything that belongs to them, God, that you will bless it, God, because we understand that you told us to love our enemies, God. Not just regular love, but an agape love, God. We will express that love right now, God, that we will have compassion for these people, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, God, how you're going to use us, oh, God, in this world, Father, that others may know who you are through the love that we show for one another in the kingdom, God. We will turn away from the wicked ways, God, that healing may take place, God. We ask, God, that you will, oh, God, shed us of being selfish, God. Show us the areas where we're being unkind, God. Show us the areas, God, where we are not putting your people first, God. Show us the areas, God, where we're doing things in our own will and our own might and in our own strength, God. Oh, God, convict us, Holy Spirit, God. When it doesn't please you, God, convict us, God, because we understand that you chastise the ones that you love, God. So we thank you for that agape love that will chastise us, God, that will run behind us, God. Oh, God, that will rebuke us in the times that we need rebuking, God, that would uplift us in the times when we need upliftment, that will encourage us when we need encouragement, God. We thank you for your love and the work that was done on the cross, God, through Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, God, because it was not done under any circumstances or conditions, God. You did it unconditionally, God. You did it because you loved us, God. And because you loved us, God, we can express that love to every single person that we come in contact with, God. We thank you, God, for the struggles in our lives, the things that we have gone through, God, the processes, the things that we didn't understand at the time when they were happening, God, that we will use it as a testimony, God, that you will get the glory out of everything that we go to do, God. Thank you for blessing our hands, God. Thank you for blessing every endeavor, God. Thank you for blessing every ministry, God. Thank you for blessing the Butterfields, God. Oh, God, that you keep on opening up doors for them, God, because they choose to be your vessels of honor, God. We thank you for Pastor Pennington and her obedience, God. Oh, Father, that you're already sending the people to help us to continue to do this broadcast, that you're touching their hearts, that you're changing the hearts of men right now, God, changing their minds, God, about the way they view ministry, God, that they will see it's about souls, God, that are in a dying place, God. Oh, God, that you will reach out to that loved one who may be on drugs, God, that you can go to the drug house, God, that you can set your captives free, God, that we believe by faith that, God, we could call and speak their name, God, that they will come out, God, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We say that we love you, Father, with our whole heart, and we don't take it back. It's these and other blessings we ask in Jesus Christ, match his name, we pray, God. We say amen, amen, and amen, God. Glory
amen.
To you,
amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Elder Kenny. We appreciate you for bringing the word tonight. And we pray that the blessings of the Lord will be with you and that restoration will fill you tonight for what you've given out. And for those of you that tuned in, I challenge each of you to examine yourselves, because God is coming back for one church, and we have got to learn how to love each other and love those that we don't know, and share our love for the Lord with those that are that come in our midst. And so we really need to buckle down and learn truly how to love one to another. And so tonight I pray that you would tell somebody else about Light of Portland Broadcast, and that you would join us again next Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And until next Sunday, I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the Lord will keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you and giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray a covering and a blessing over you. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for tuning in, and good night.